This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The United States Congress is back to work in the new year after a 2013 marked by historic levels of inaction. In 2013, the words gridlock and partisanship became almost synonymous with congressional politics, culminating in that 16-day government shutdown.
Now, at the start of a congressional election year, Congress's approval rating stands at a mere 13%. In response this year, we'd like to shine a light on the workings of Congress and really see where government is and is not working. We'll ask who's getting what done, where the obstacles lie, and explore possibilities for compromise.
And ask, will 2014 be the year that Congress gets its act together? Or will next November see a frustrated electorate ready to shake things up?
Joining us in our exploration of Congress is USA Today politics and Congress editor Paul Singer. He also runs the blog How Government Works and tweets at Singer News. Paul, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks very much, Veronica. How you doing?
Doing okay. Glad to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
So making headlines this week is the Senate's debate on extending unemployment benefits. Yesterday, it looked like the bill might not have a chance of reaching the floor for debate. What happened?
Well, enough Republicans, a half dozen Republicans, voted with all the Democrats to go ahead and bring the bill to the floor, which was kind of a surprise. We thought they might not. Of course, voting to bring it to the floor and voting to pass it are two different things, so don't get your hopes up just yet. But the bill is now sort of center stage. This is the conversation that will be taking place the next couple of days of whether or not Congress can free up about $6 billion for a three-month extension of unemployment benefits for about 1.3 million people.
Now, looking at those Republicans who voted with Democrats to bring it to the floor, if we look at that, do we say, well, look at that, it's got some bipartisan support, so prospects look pretty good?
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe or no. You know, this is Congress. Just because you voted to, like I said, voted for the debate doesn't mean you voted for the bill. I mean, what's at issue here is the Republicans believe that unemployment and insurance benefits, unemployment benefits, particularly these sort of long-term benefits, this is now extending the benefits you're already entitled to, should be paid for with cuts in other government programs, offset, because otherwise you're just adding to the deficit. Democrats argue, well, no, this is an emergency situation. The economy's still bad. Job growth has not improved fast enough. This, we should just—it's like when there's a hurricane or a tornado or an earthquake. We just give that money as an emergency relief. We don't ask for it to be offset with cuts someplace else. That is the philosophical problem. You have the two parties having a very different view of this. And I honestly don't know what's going to happen because I think everybody wants to show compassion for people who remain unemployed. But the Republicans feel like we can't continue to simply extend these benefits without cuts somewhere else to pay for it.
Well, they have been extended, what, something like 11 times already. Is there a reason that this particular time might be harder or easier?
Well, harder because they already expired. Since the benefits already expired at the end of December, you are now more or less retroactively reinstating them back to the end of December. You know what I mean? It's easier to keep a program alive than it is to resuscitate it once it's dead. And that's the first problem. The second problem is that in general, they do these things in other bills. So there's other sweeteners, as we like to call them. You know, if you're going to fund the entire government and then you stick unemployment inside that, well, then no one's going to vote against the entire bill just because they have a philosophical argument. Well, here, now you've got a standalone bill. And so it's much tougher to pass that. One of the reasons Congress doesn't get anything done is because they can't pass standalone bills on anything unless they're full of sweeteners.
And what about philosophical reasons? We talked a little bit about that, about not wanting to add to the deficit. But do you get the sense that there are Republicans that seem genuinely in favor of passing this bill?
Yeah. No, I don't think. In fact, I would not argue the Republicans oppose the extension of benefits. The opposition comes to extension of benefits with no adjacent cut in spending. And I mean, I think they can be accused, and they will be accused by Democrats, of a lack of compassion, right? But they argue the reverse, that it is more compassionate to, you know, cut the deficit so that you're not burdening the next generation. Also, the Republicans are arguing that they have other jobs bills out there that would actually create jobs that would be more beneficial than just extending unemployment benefits, and that those jobs have languished because the Democratic Senate doesn't want to pick them up.
What concessions will Republicans look for from Democrats if they do end up passing this bill?
Well, that is the magic question. That is the point of debate today in the Senate, is exactly what concessions they would need to sign on. Will they, you know, want a specified set of cuts in various programs? Do they want, at the moment, frankly, the argument is over a whole bunch of Senate procedure. Oh, we need the right to bring up this amendment or that amendment. Senator McConnell yesterday tried to bring up an amendment that would delay the implementation of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. You might not be surprised to know that did not go anywhere. And that's the sort of thing the Democrats say, well, if you're going to do that kind of grandstanding, then to heck with you. We're just going to pass the bill, ram it down your throats, and move on. This is where you get into the fact that these guys just can't work together very well.
And Republicans, some of them, have been saying that this bill is a distraction from Obamacare, and its political posturing on the part of the Democrats. Is rhetoric like that getting in the way, or is that just business as usual?
I think that is just where we are. I mean, you are in a extraordinarily divided political climate. Nobody ever makes a mistake in this Congress. You simply commit sins and transgressions, right? Nobody is ever wrong on an issue. They are philosophically criminally wrong on an issue. I mean, it's everything becomes end of the world rhetoric. And nobody wants to sit down and say, well, you know, we could probably work with you guys on this. Why don't we try this? There's just nothing to be gained from sitting down and agreeing. People make money off of screaming at each other and calling them evil.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
that
man.
Sounds hopeful.
I've been doing this a long time, man.
Well, let's talk about how the bill might proceed, should it proceed. What are some of the options that might happen?
It's hard. Well, here's what we think might happen, but forgive me that, honestly, because the Senate, as you may or may not know, operates without any real rules, all of this is hypothesis, right? It could change tomorrow. One thing that could happen is the Democrats and Republicans could agree, let's vote on a couple of Republican amendments and then pass the bill, right? That would give Republicans an opportunity to sort of air their options, probably lose, and then have a final vote on the bill, which may or may not pass. That is, I think, the path they would like to be able to take, get that done by the end of this week, and then offer it to the House. Keep in mind, the House of Representatives has made no real indication they want to take this thing up anyway. The other possibility, which is uglier, is that they can't come to an agreement, and then we get to another 60-vote threshold cloture vote, another filibuster. I expect some of this to resolve by the end of this week. I think the Senate wants to be done with this by the end of the week. Keep in mind, you know, they still have to get around to actually funding the government, which in theory runs out of money next Tuesday.
All right. That sounds pretty important, too.
Yeah, right. One would hope.
All right. A lot going on. Paul, thank you so much for helping us sort it out today. Appreciate you joining us.
It is my pleasure, and I certainly apologize if I gave you a sense of doom and gloom. It's all fun.
No, I'm terribly optimistic. Thank you so much. That was Paul Singer, politics and Congress editor at USA Today, when we've been talking with him about the inside workings of Congress.